From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The White House says President Obama called Kayla Mueller's family to share his condolences upon the confirmation she had been killed in Syria. NPR's Tamara Keith reports the young aid worker's cause of death is still unknown.
According to the White House, Mueller's family received a direct message from the militant group calling itself ISIS. That message contained additional information that allowed the intelligence community to conclude that Kayla Mueller was deceased. The terror group claimed it was a Jordanian airstrike that killed her. But White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says intelligence officials were unable to determine what caused her death.
ISIL, regardless of her cause of death, is responsible for it. This, after all, is the organization that was holding her against her will.
Earnest also confirmed that there is at least one more American hostage being held in the region. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the White House.
The U.S. State Department says it is suspending all consular activities at the U.S. Embassy in Yemen, citing rapidly deteriorating security conditions there. Yemen has been a flashpoint for months, with Shiite Houthi rebels besieging the capital, Sana'a, and gaining control. Briefing reporters today, State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki says that's why the U.S. had already begun scaling back consular activities earlier in the month.
Clearly, it's a volatile both political and security situation on the ground. And as you know, that's why we made the decision a couple of weeks ago to reduce staffing.
U.S. Embassy in Yemen is the third such facility in an Arab country to suspend operations in recent years, following the embassies in Damascus, Syria, and Tripoli, Lebanon. A rookie police officer in New York City has been indicted in the death of an unarmed black man. As NPR's Joel Rose explains, the NYPD had called the shooting at a Brooklyn housing project an accident.
A law enforcement source says a grand jury in Brooklyn has indicted police officer Peter Liang, who is Asian American, in the shooting death of Akai Gurley. The charges were not immediately clear. Liang and his partner were patrolling in a darkened stairwell at a public housing project in Brooklyn. Liang fired a single shot. Gurley was struck and killed. The shooting occurred in November, weeks before a grand jury in Staten Island declined to indict a white police officer in the death of Eric Garner, another unarmed black man, touching off weeks of protests. A spokesperson for Brooklyn District Attorney Kenneth Thompson declined to comment. More information about the charges against Officer Liang is expected at a press conference on Wednesday. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
One more piece of evidence. The strong economic growth in prior quarters had slowed to a virtual crawl by the time the year came to a close. Government announced today wholesale inventories barely budged in December, up just 0.1%. One big reason was the drop in crude oil prices that depressed the value of petroleum stocks. An update on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 139 points to end the session at 17,868. The NASDAQ was up 61 points. The S&P 500 gained 21 points. You're listening to NPR. A New York medical examiner says all six people killed in an incident in which a train smashed into an SUV at a grade crossing died as a result of blunt force trauma and burns. In a statement issued today, the Westchester County Medical Examiner's Office stopped short of specifying exact causes of death for all the victims, though. Fiery crash killed the female SUV driver and five men aboard a Metro North commuter train north of New York City. Pieces of the electrified third rail pierced both the SUV and the train. The number of female stars in blockbuster movies has gone down. That's according to a new study. As NPR's Neda Ulbi reports, women filled only 12% of leading roles in last year's top-grossing films.
Jennifer Lawrence bucked the trend in last year's action-packed installment of The Hunger Games.
Straight ahead and down the stairs.
Mockingjay Part 1 sold more tickets than any other movie in 2014. So clearly, female leads pull in massive crowds. But women protagonists have to be white, and they have to be young, according to the Center for the Study of Women in Television and Film at San Diego State University. The new study shows that 74% of all female characters in last year's movies were white. More than half were under 40. And women played only 30% of all speaking on-screen roles. Neda Ulibi, NPR News.
Online review company Yelp is apparently looking to jump into the online ordering space. The company announced today it will pay $134 million for Eat24. That's an app that allows customers to order takeout from nearby restaurants. With the purchase, Yelp will be competing with Grubhub. Yelp says about 20,000 restaurants use Eat24. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.